Hello, Freya. How are you this morning, my darling? I'm doing good. It is still morning, thank goodness for that. Now, look, my name is Elizabeth Dumont. I'm the mother and carer of Jerome Dumont, who is one of Karen's clients. Now, I've just received, I've been dealing with Kim around her speech group for the adults. I've been dealing with Kim over her speech group for the adults. Now, I've just received notification of the first meetup. Given my situation and what's happening, I'm just wondering if I can have a chat privately with Kim beforehand. What time? Yes, that would be ideal. It's just, I guess, from my viewpoint, because of our situation, see, I'm Jerome's financial administrator and ultimate decision maker of guardian for provision of services and health. Okay, which and I'm QCAT appointed. Okay, so it's my decision, but in terms of this project moving forward as well, with some of the things that we're doing with him, and because of the nature of it, it is kind of vital that we have all the team members communicating with each other in the background around what they're trying to achieve with him, so that each person can reinforce what the other person, what the other members are trying to achieve as a holistic and making it as a holistic thing, because his diagnosis, just if you're writing down notes for Kim, we've got a diagnosis of level 2 autism, but he's also got what's called PDA characteristics. Right? Which means he's extremely resistant to the everyday demands that get placed on him. So we've been working with him with the past couple of years. We finally managed to get some funding for positive behaviour supports. And it is having a bit of a, playing a little bit of a, you know, it is having an impact on him. But the resistance that we're working with towards adopting new ideas and things like that is still really, really strong. So she's going to need, I mean, I've got the positive behaviour support plan that I can provide her with, which would govern her practice. But the other thing is, for whatever goals that are being pursued in the speech group, and he does need it, okay? And look, I need to give full kudos to Kim. And if Kim can reach out to any other speech therapists and get them interested in doing something similar, because, like, we got funding for speech therapy 12 months ago. It's difficult, but also, too, it's difficult with adults. Like, when it comes to the group, they cater for children. They do not cater, do not cater for adults. And I mean, I've been lucky that I got him into Toastmasters in 2012, early 2013. So he's been doing Toastmasters since then, which has helped his speech, and I recommend it to anyone looking to improve their ability to speak and communicate, but their focus is on public speaking. The social communication is what's lacking there. Right? Although they do have periods, like they take a break in the middle of the meeting where they'll stand around and have a cup of coffee and some biscuits where they can socialise. It's not the aim of the organisation, if you know what I mean. It's about improving your public speaking. It's not improving your social communication so much. So, word with other speech, you know, and if she can have a word with other speech pathologists and start getting to this going with other speech groups, that would be absolutely wonderful. Because, like, I've got one person here where I live who's also got a child on the spectrum who could probably benefit from going to a group like this. And it's the main fact, is the fact that it's catering to adults. You know, you can sit there, particularly with the social communication, you can sit there in a one-on-one consultation all you like. Right? They've then got to take that and they've got to put it into practice in a group situation. And that's what they have a lot of trouble accessing, right, and that's where, if there's an award, let me know if there's some kind of awards that are being handed out for people that are coming up with the novel ideas, because I would seriously recommend Kim on the basis of coming up, of realizing that this need existed, and then doing something about it. Yeah, I just want to have a quick chat with her around things like making sure that she keeps Karen in the loop and the psychologist in the loop, the behaviour support practitioner in the loop. Yeah, just a quick summary to both of them. That's right. You know, just quick summary to both of them around what they're working on so that they're in a position to reinforce that, right? We are in the process of changing his appointment with Karen. At the moment, he's with Karen in the same week. He's with the behaviour support practitioner. So we're going to try and move Karen into the other week so that he's got the week about. And there's a little bit more of an even time frame between, like, at the moment he sees Karen, okay, we could move her, keep her on Tuesday, but then he's seeing Harrison on the Friday, he sees Karen 4 days later on the Tuesday, and then he's not seeing anybody until the following Friday, 10 days before he sees the psychologist again. So I want to try and get the gap between Karen and the psychologist to be a little bit more on the even side if we can manage it. Karen has said that, well, the last I heard I raised this, Karen was going to be looking into it for me. So please, Briar, liaise with Karen on that. I did send her an email yesterday in response to, or Tuesday in response to that, because we had a team meeting on Monday to discuss what we're doing with his supports. Now the plans rolled over. And I realised Monday night, this has just occurred to me, are we also better off having them in different weeks? And Karen definitely agreed week about, and she said, leave it with me. And I responded to her either late Tuesday or yesterday on that issue, saying, you know, as much as possible to have, you know, at the moment, if we just move you to the Tuesday in the other week, that's an issue. She saw him Tuesday this week. Move to the other week, and also, too, if we can put that even on the Friday. If that's possible. Yes, I would, because that way he's got Karen this Friday, Harrison next Friday, Karen, Harrison, Karen, Harrison, and they're exactly a week apart. And that way he's getting that regular reminder every week, and that's going to help, because at the moment he's still, I mean, he spent years, everything that we've presented to him, he spent years going, that's future Jerome's problem. I don't want to deal with it. Now we're getting to a point where he's not using that, so much more, but he's still not really capable of working much outside of the here and now. So having those appointments exactly a week about, if we can manage it, is going to be the more beneficial to him. Yes. Can we move them any earlier? Like in time during the day? It's just that the support worker is only on until about 2:30. And we need to have a support worker with him at the moment to hold him accountable. Okay? I'd much rather it not be me. I will be coming with him to this first meet and greet, okay? Because it is the first one, I will be coming with him. I will be spending all of my time being as in the background as possible, right? But I've got to, from my viewpoint, love, what I'm doing here with you now, Freya, is where I have to concentrate and focus my efforts is staying in the background as much as I possibly can and not be active support because of, well, when you're 33 years old and you've got to ask your mother if you need money for anything, which he does, okay, because of the financial administration order. He's also got, by the way, type 2 diabetes, binge eating disorder, and severe food addiction. Can you see my problem? Right. So I've got to maintain a tight control on the money to prevent the binging. So therefore, he gets his budget in cash, which stays in the hands of a support worker who's got the freedom within his weekly budget. But if he wants money for anything else, he's got to come to me. And, I mean, okay, I don't know about you as a female, but just ask one of your male colleagues. How are they going to feel about if they need money for something, they have to go ask their mother. Right? So I've got to try and stay in the background as much as possible. And at the moment, the support worker is only with him from about 9:30 until 2:30. So if we can keep it on the Friday. I'd love to have it on the Friday because I think that's perfect. Karen one Friday, Harrison the next Friday. They're each week out, and between the pair of them working together like that, is going to be a very simple way of ramping up the pressure on him, right? Give him a little bit more support. And then, you know, the communication happening with Kim in the background, with what we're trying to do with the speech group. You know what I mean? And then she's also keeping them apprised of what she's doing. Thank you. Yeah, you know, I don't want to be, you know, from my viewpoint, like if we could just move her to the off week, but it's like, okay, he's seeing Harrison on the Friday, then 4 days later he's seeing Karen, and then he's not seeing Harrison again for another 10 days. Right? And with him at the moment, I think it does need to be a lot more even. Yes, please. Right. Yes. No, look, that will work fine. Now, the other thing that I'm going to chat to you about is we also want to do some updated psychometric testing. Right. And I believe you have got psychologists there, and within your firm, you've got access to the vast majority of the tests that got used. Now, the reason for this is you were probably. Now, you have to work that out because now the reason why we're wanting this, we do have a comprehensive psychometric assessment done in 2012 or early 2013 by JCU Psychology Clinic. Because we were in Townsville at the time. Now, I believe Karen has got a copy of that report in her paperwork. So your psychologist can have a look at the tests that were done back then, because I think the idea would be to replicate them. I know they did a weight, and I believe another one that they did was the Woodcock-Johnson. Achievement test, I believe, is another one. This is from memory because I'm not looking at the report at the moment. But yeah, it's to have a look and see if there have been any appreciable changes in the abilities that got measured in those tests over time. Because when they were done, he hadn't yet even turned 18. They're a little out of date. You know, he'd only just turned 18. He's now 33. There has been a little bit of maturity, particularly coming through. And so I need to do an assessment of, you know, what, if anything, has changed behind the scenes. And I need to get. Yes, I've got a copy of the report. Yes, I can send it in, but I believe I've sent it to Karen. Yeah. And the other, like, is then also at the time private psychologist also did a 16 PF with him. Okay. So if they can. Right, he also, that was done by the private psychologist he was seeing because that was the only test he had access to. Right, at the time. And he did that, and then the psych clinic at JCU did all the other tests. I know they did a weight. I know they did a Woodcock-Johnson. Now, the reason for this is we're definitely going to have to go through with a change of circumstances to bring in dietetics and psychology. Right? We need both of those badly for him, dietetics particularly, because he's on a binge fast cycle, which is very problematic. But that's not good when you're a diabetic, by the way. Right? Over the long term, it's dangerous. You can't do it. And so we need to bring in dietetics. And I want to get that done before we trigger the change of circumstances, because there might well be stuff that comes up in there that supports the contention, particularly around the disability angle. I'm going to wait for that test. I'm waiting for the psychometric test before we trigger the change. Yeah. Right? Because from my viewpoint, if I have to go to the ART to get these supports included, then that's what I'll do. Okay? Because a big part of it is his disability profile, but the NDIS is looking at it and going, diabetes, that's the healthcare system. And the healthcare system, we've been there. You can get what's called a Medicare Eating Disorders Management Plan. That gives you 20 half-hour sessions with a dietitian over the space of 12 months. Not quite what he needs. And access to that, by the way, is by a questionnaire called the EDEQ, which when we last filled it out, because he answered the questions with the dietitian, he didn't score highly enough to get the access. And we can't use the autistic language issues as wiggle room. Yeah. Put it this way, I can confirm, if you don't, read the copy of the report if you have it. Other, if you don't, let me know and I will send it through. But what I do recall is, now we also did a whisk on him. That was done by Centrelink. He scored 84. Right? On the waist, they couldn't score him. Really. That's how variable and all over the shop the subtests were. They could not give him a score. So the only score we've got is what we've got on the whisk, which does put him in the normal range. But where they couldn't score him, they could not score him on the waist. And that's because of the... And just so you know, Freya, I've actually got a degree in psychology myself. I am familiar with those tests, and I know how they're scored. And that is to do, the reason why they couldn't is the variability, the wide variability on the subtests made it physically impossible to give him an overall general score. And if you could also confirm, if you could also confirm our attendance at that, please. Yep, that should be fine. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you very much, because that would work, you know, that way he's got the pair of them week about, and he's going to see, and you know, they're holding him accountable. It's like, you know, if Harrison set him a task, Karen can say to him, well, what have you done about that task that Harrison set you? Right, because they know what each other is up to. Yeah. Yeah, no, at the moment, like I said, the support workers with him 9:30 to 2:30, and so you've got to make allowances for them to get back to their own place afterwards so that the support worker can go. And he has to have a support, yeah, he has to have that support worker with him, because otherwise he's very good at playing both ends against the middle. And so having the support worker there is a way of holding him accountable. My pleasure. Thank you, Priya. Thanks, love. Bye.